Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, we are here to do our part. Today is International Stuttering Awareness Day, so please be aware of stuttering.
I'm not going to make fun of you today, Craig.
Because you're not going to make people aware that stuttering exists?
Okay, you want to hear it? Okay, I'll play.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just here for other people.
As you know, stuttering is not a sign of stupidity. It's just a speech thing that you have.
And it's not nice to make fun of people in general who have that. But if you know somebody and it's cool with them, go ahead.
I don't even know if it's cool with Craig.
Yeah. He's
in
fine.
The UK and Ireland, it's called International Stammering Awareness Day.
Like potato.
No, not like that at all.
Okay. You said Ireland.
Oh.
And don't most people stutter at the beginning of the word?
I said Ireland, but not the stammer. You know, that was hardly stammering.
Yeah.
See, I thought what you did was stuttering. And what I do is stammering. I didn't know they were the same thing.
Yeah, Associated Press.
That's stuttering.
Because stuttering, you seem to get hung up on a consonant or whatever. And
it's like a P? It's like
Associated Press.
It's like a stuck record. And stammering, you're just until you can find the words.
I thought that was more trying to get a thought out.
Yeah. Well, I think stuttering has that to a certain extent, too.
Publicly. No, there have been publicly... lawyers who have called them idiots.
Yeah, it's just a little brain freeze until you can spit the words out.
But that's not stammering.
It is a bottleneck, if you will. Boston Globe.
Right. There's so many words, and you
can only use one at a time. Damn it.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of cars trying to get on the same off-ramp or on-ramp. I mean, how bad was your stuttering when you were a kid? Did you just sound like an idiot?
Not fair.
That's compassionate Todd over
Todd
there.
Todd said that. Todd said that I didn't.
It was more of what you might call a stammer. It was more pronounced. It happened more often. It was not the stuttering that some people have to deal with. That was a lot worse than what I had to deal with.
All right. And does it help by talking a lot? Is that how you get over it?
No.
Broadcasting?
It's not talking that helps.
But you're a broadcaster, have been for years, and you're a fine broadcaster.
And that's where not talking comes in.
Yeah, but you do. You
yeah,
do,
but a lot of people who have gone through the stuttering turn into really good public speakers. Didn't Magic Johnson have a problem?
Was it him?
His was AIDS.
Yeah.
No. I think he had a stuttering issue.
Nick's right, though. His
if he did, it's way down on the priority list now.
His was AIDS.
But there's a bunch of famous people who have had that problem and overcame it.
Well, the next president of the United States, maybe, before everybody yells at me, Joe Biden has a stuttering problem. It's not that pronounced, but it's there.
It used to be a lot worse for him.
Right. And they make fun of him on Fox News, which I think is pathetic, but whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to make fun of people that stutter.
You don't.
The list is cruel. Extensive. Samuel L. Jackson. Steve Harvey.
Well, if Samuel L. Jackson's any, case study, then you just got to say mother effer a lot and it goes away.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, great public speakers, right?
Nicole Kidman. Elvis. Elvis had a stutter.
I thought I remember hearing that before. And Craig Evans, the great Craig Evans.
Well, Associated Press.
Carly Simon, Ann Wilson, Bill Withers.
Who doesn't love Bill Withers?
I love Bill Withers.
Your boy, Bo Jackson. I remember that.
Oh. There you go, Nick.
Yeah. He's such a stud.
He is.
He's good on Twitter, too.
Is he? I have to follow him.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
See, he didn't stutter there.
Did I stutter?
He knew what he wanted to say, and it came right out.
Right.
Tell me.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that are like on TV.
Right.
Yeah, so I thought.
And on the radio.
Famous people often are.
Right. True.
Just practicing. Just talking a lot. Helped you get better.
Well, it's shutting up that helps.
Did you sound like an idiot?
No, more so.
That's my favorite line today. Did you sound like, among a bunch of great lines today. That and apparently Magic Johnson's problem was AIDS.
Right, yeah. You got to try to take care of that first.
I couldn't think of a kinder way to word that. So I went with the cruel way.
She went the worst way. Right. Did you sound like an idiot as a kid?
It's that talking practice that really pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let me just go cruel here.
Yeah, you can't get this kind of love from all your friends, Craig.
No, you can't. My favorite part about your stuttering is that Josh Blue makes fun of you. And hardcore. Miss that dude, man. So happy National Stutterers Day, Craig. This is for you today.
Stuttering Awareness Day.
Okay.
So we just need to make people aware that there is such a thing as stuttering.
I don't think about it until today anyway.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Speaking to People Magazine in celebration of Back to the Future's 35th anniversary, the now 59-year-old Leah Thompson.
She's really good looking still. Because she's all over Twitter. And
In off the limb there.
No, I mean, she's 59. That's not a young person. I mean, she's not a geezer by any means, but she's still pretty damn hot.
And in the wheelhouse.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she had to answer our tweets, though.
She said that after filming on the Back to the Future, I believe 2, was completed, she took home her prosthetic breasts. Now, this is the one where her character was forced to get implants when she married Biff.
Okay.
I don't think I saw 2. I don't think I was interested after I heard it sucked.
Have you just not watched cable since 1987?
You know what? I've never seen.
It's on all the time.
I never watched 3. I watched 2. I like 2.
See, I think 3 might be the best.
I like 2. 2 was really good.
Wasn't 3 the Western?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't watch it.
It was good. Right. The whole trilogy is very good.
And 2's the sports almanac, right?
They go forward, yeah.
Yeah, and they come back, and it's the alternate 1985 where Biff's famous and rich.
Yeah, so she had to get prosthetic breasts for that one because, she was forced to get implants after she married Biff. She says she took them home after the project was completed. She did not want them to fall in the wrong hands because they were actually a cast of her actual breasts inside.
How much do they? Are they up for sale?
She ever try them on for fun?
They got really smelly because they were latex, and she threw them away.
Oh, yeah.
No!
She's
I'd have paid money at an auction for those.
All the right moves when she's in the bedroom with Tom Cruise is one of the hottest teenage sex scenes ever.
What are you going to do if you with those if you buy the prosthetic breasts at auction? You just going to hang them up on the wall like some other memorabilia?
Apparently smell them first because they stink, you know.
Take a whiff.
Put them on the shelf. Maybe bring them in here.
We could use them to make a cast of her boobs.
A little conversation piece.
Fairly certain that they would not be welcome hanging on the wall in a work environment.
You got a pair of rubber boobs around that are hers. Yeah, that's kind of sick. I made a cast of your boobs.
Don't be creeped out.
Yeah. Plus, that means we would never get booked on any of her media tours anymore. Oh, that's the guys that bought your boobs. You don't want to talk to them. No.
No, she's sweet. We like talking to her.
Yeah, she even put up with a story of how I fell out of love with her.
Oh, because she sang it. Yeah.
She sang at a Rams game.
Oh, she, I think she, did, she just didn't care. I shouldn't say put up.
She sang at she grew up in Minnesota and sang at a Rams-Vikings playoff game for her friend, Georgia Frontier, who owned the St. Louis Rams at the time.
And didn't she wear a
Rams jersey?
Yes. She wore a damn Rams jersey.
And she's never thought about you hating on her ever since.
I'm pretty sure she didn't even listen to that part of the conversation. She just let him talk and went,
yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Bacardi. Oh,
she thinks about it.
And regrets her use of the Rams jersey.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, suck it up to Georgia Frontier. Where the hell does that get you?
Bacardi says that they are going to start using 100% biodegradable bottles.
So you can chew on them when you're done? Just drink the bottle and just chew it and eat it?
Made out of wax?
No. Like the wax
not
candy.
Not like that at all.
You drink the rub and just chew all the wax.
Right.
Not like that at all.
That'd be cool.
So you can swig the whole bottle and just toss it out the window? And it'll be biodegradable?
Right when you're driving down the street? Oh, you shouldn't be drinking and driving.
These bottles will be in store in 023. They say that they're petroleum-based plastics can take over 400 years to decompose.
400 years.
These use natural oils to make a material that is biodegradable in compost, soil, freshwater, and seawater, and after 18 months can disappear entirely without any microplastics being left behind.
Man.
They say apparently it still feels like traditional plastic, so they're just, you know, not every bottle is going to be using this stuff, because not every bottle now are they using plastic.
So biodegradable doesn't mean edible.
It does not mean edible.
No.
That, because if it did, you might just use the term edible.
Yeah. Good point.
That edible just means bottle. It decomposes.
Have that bottle when you're done. I want to eat it.
Now, at the trailhead where I hiked yesterday, there was last weekend, the litter I saw the most were, you know, plastic water bottles, a few cans. And there were a bunch of masks.
Oh, God.
Disposable masks. People just toss them out, apparently.
That's disgusting. All that's disgusting.
Do you hike forward or backward?
Oh, this was pretty challenging. I had to go forward on this one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have fallen off a hill.
Oh, that would be harder to hike backwards. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.